The Spoken Word.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I am your host, John Lovering. Besides all genres of entertainment heard on the radio over its history since the early 1920s, there has been a lot of news broadcast as well. I've collected a number of significant news events that have taken place and broadcast live on the radio. Some of them were prior to television, some were broadcast on both. The cut you will hear on this History Through the Radio segment involves the resignation speech of Richard Nixon on August 8, 1974. Edited at the end of his speech is another speech, only this time made on September 8, 1974, by then-President Gerald Ford, as he pardons Richard Nixon. Given the political atmosphere that we are currently experiencing in the United States, these two History Through the Radio segments edited together give us some perspective on a time 44 years ago where similar political discourse was played out. History Through the Radio. The following is from August 8, 1974, and includes edited clips of the CBS Radio Report and President Richard Nixon's resignation speech.
Listening to KRLD Dallas, 1080 on the dial.
This is Neil Strozer with Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Washington. Shortly, President Nixon will speak. CBS News will offer a summary and analysis following the address. Also standing by is Leslie Stahl at the home of Vice President Ford. He may make an informal appearance following the speech. And in New York, standing by are correspondents Reed Collins and Charles Osgood with their observations and reaction from around the country and the world to what we expect to hear that President Nixon is resigning. From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter, I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way the interests of the nation will require. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad, to continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the President and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office. In passing this office to the Vice President, I also do so with a profound sense of the weight of responsibility that will fall on his shoulders tomorrow, and therefore of the understanding, the patience, the cooperation he will need from all Americans. As he assumes that responsibility, he will deserve the help and the support of all of us. To have served in this office is to have felt a very personal sense of kinship with each and every American. In leaving it, I do so with this prayer. May God's grace be with you in all the days ahead.
And so Richard M. Nixon has announced that he will become the first president to resign his office.
September 8, 1974.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.